The Time Travelling Cat and the Viking Terror by Julia Jarman. Read by Wayne Forrester. Chapter 1. Car's missing, and I don't want to come. Topher was on the phone to Ellie, one of his best friends. She was in North London, where he used to live. He lived near Chichester now, in a house with a big garden that Carr loved. Sitting on the kitchen table, he scanned the sloping lawn, hoping to see her emerge from under one of the trees. "She will come back, Topher. She always does." Ellie sounded exasperated, and he pictured her raking her fingers through her dark hair. He'd been planning to spend the beginning of the summer break with her. They always got together in the holidays. "I know, but..." He wondered how to explain why he was so worried. How could he say that he thought Carr was time-travelling? Ellie was very understanding about most things, but when he tried to tell her after Carr's first journey to ancient Egypt, she'd laughed. When he'd persisted, she'd looked at him as if he were crazy. So he hadn't told her, or that he had been too. Ellie knew that he worried about Carr, but not why. That she was often in terrible danger. People in the past were often cruel. Ellie just thought that Carr was one of those cats who had several homes, which she had in a way. "And when she comes back," Ellie went on, "Molly will look after her. She's good with animals." Molly was Topher's stepmum, and Ellie was right about her. Molly had a cat of her own called Buggins. Topher could see him now.